We're in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We had said in the Mishnah that initially they would accept testimony of Rosh Chodesh all day long. One time the witnesses were late in coming, so the Levites sang the wrong song. So they instituted that they won't accept witnesses beyond Mincha time. If the witnesses come after Mincha, tough luck. So then tomorrow's going to be Rosh Chodesh anyways. So the Gemara says, we had said that the problem was that the Levites erred in their song. What error did they have in their song? Here in Babylon, we're learning a Babylonian Talmud, so here means Babylon. They explained, they didn't sing at all. They didn't know what should we sing. Is it Rosh Chodesh? Is it not Rosh Chodesh? The witnesses should be coming, but they didn't come yet, so they didn't sing.
They knew that witnesses were coming?
How long would it take a travel from Yerushalayim to Babylon?
So let's say yes, they knew that witnesses should be coming. Yeah.
Cycles.
Should be coming. Rabbi Zeira
Amar. Why, just because there's witnesses coming, you're not going to sing a song?
Okay, so he wants the long answer. The long answer is that the Gemara in Beitza seems to say that it almost never happened that Rosh Hashanah was on the second day. So the Levim had good reason to expect that witnesses should be coming, they should be coming, they should be coming. Ah, they didn't come, but they still should be coming. Okay. There's an interesting Tosfos here, which is very interesting, very important, but I don't think we have time for it. So we'll leave it for homework. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Shamru Shira Shilchol in Tamid Shil Ben Arbaim. When came time for the afternoon Karban, so they said a weekday song, not the holiday song. Now, let's see Rashi here. Shalom u'shirah kol ikar. Says Rashi, b'tamid shel ben arbaim. Lefi shelo yadu ma'ashir yomru. They didn't sing, because they didn't know, what are we supposed to do? Shemot, sof haydim lavo hayom. V'shur shel yom tov yesh lomar. Maybe the witnesses will still come today. And then it's Rosh Hashanah today. And we should be singing the song of Yom Tov. O lo yavo, or maybe the witnesses will not come. V'nimtza shu'chol. And then it turns out that it's a weekday. Avan b'tamid shel shachar in safik. But in the morning sacrifice, they didn't have any question. Why? Shemitoch shebrov shani menaydin bein kodem tamid sheshachar. Besafek yitkadesh hayom. Safek lo yitkadesh. Lo tignu shir shel yom tov shacharit berosh hashana. Being that ordinarily the witnesses weren't there that early, tamid sheshachar is brought first thing in the morning. So ordinarily the witnesses couldn't be there that early. So you didn't know yet. On most years, you didn't know if today the witnesses would come or not. So on the morning of Rosh Hashanah, the rabbis didn't even institute the song of Yom Tov. So there was no question. You never sang the Yom Tov song on the morning of Rosh Hashanah. Kedetani lekaman tamid Rosh Hashanah shachit kerev kilchato avle tamid shben arbaim tiknu shir shel Yom Tov. But the afternoon karban had a Yom Tov song, because by then the witnesses ordinarily came. So on the year that the witnesses didn't come, the Levites didn't know what to do. Says Tosis, when it kalkelu alvim b'shir. Last wide line, the end of the line. Vim tomar. V'amai lo chashiv kilkul shel musaf shelo akribu musaf shel Rosh Chodesh. What about the sacrifices? They had to bring a musaf sacrifice, and they couldn't bring that because they didn't have witnesses. Why isn't that a problem? You're not supposed to bring it after the afternoon tamid. We have a derivation that all sacrifices should be brought between the morning sacrifice and the afternoon sacrifice, and not afterwards. So, what about that one? So, Tosus tries giving different answers. Also suggests maybe they would bring it after the afternoon tamid, because if it's necessary, being that it's a nasei of tzibur, you could do that. And he says, why did they have to err? Their song was usually when they'd libate, and they could wait with the libation till nighttime or till tomorrow. You don't have to libate right after you bring the sacrifice. So why didn't they just hold off on the libations? The singing was with the libations. So Tosa says, "V'nira li," the last thin line in Tosa's, ideally you should, because if you bring it at night, you can't sing, because singing has to be done by day. And then there's another point that it's not even clear if you would sing if you didn't bring the libations with the sacrifice. You could bring the libations later, but then it's not clear you'd sing altogether. Yeah. So then Tosa says, and maybe you'd say they could sing even if they didn't bring it with the sacrifice, but it's better to bring it with the sacrifice so that the libation and the sacrifice are considered like eating and drinking. We have this term in Tanakh, that the Tanakh refers to the burning on the altar as the altar eating. It's called Achilas Mizbeach. So the libation is Shtias Mizbeach. So it's good that you'll have them both together. And that's the ideal way of having Shira. And he says it could be that the whole idea that you could bring a libation later is on a private karban, where you don't have Shira, where the Levim wouldn't sing. But once you have Shira, once it's a public karban, maybe you do have to do the libations right away. So that's what Tosa suggests. So according to the first answer, they just wanted to get it on time. And according to the second answer, they wouldn't have had Shira otherwise if they didn't do it on time. And that's why they didn't have the option of delaying the libations. Okay, two possible answers in Tosas. But you see, Tosas is hard-pressed. This is a difficult answers Tosas gives us. Okay. Amar lo Rabbi Zera la'av abrei. Rabbi Zera said to his son, Ahava, puk tani lo etkinu shlo yom kablin edut ha'chodesh, ela kidei sheyeshut bayom lakrif tmidin musafim v'niskeyen, velomar shira shelo b'shibush. I want you to have a different version in your Mishnah. When you go out, you should read the Mishnah like this. Hetkinu not that they would only accept witnesses till mincha, but they would only accept witnesses at a time where they could still sacrifice, bring the tamid in musaf, and their libations, and sing the song without problems. So the mincha is pretty early. Mincha is 2.5 hours, an hour and a quarter before shkia. Yeah? So that's what Rabbi Zera taught his son. Rashi, Puktani lehu libnei babel. Go teach the Babylonians. They say that the problem was that they didn't sing all together. Now, go teach them this brisa, so that they'll know that, no, now the issue wasn't that they didn't sing at all. The issue was that they sang the weekday song, like I say, like Rabbi Zera says. So go teach them this brisa. This is an interesting Rashi, because we have often in the Gemara, Puktani, go out and teach. Rashi over here says go out means go out to the Babylonians and teach them. Rabbi Zera is in Eretz Yisrael, he's saying go out to Babylon to teach. So what does it mean ordinarily when you have Tseyulman, Toshma, come here. Where am I coming to? Where am I going to? So here we have one place where Rashi gives us an explanation. The question is long term, what does it mean? Because the Babylonians are those that disagreed with Rabbi Zera. We said, Hocha Targimu, here in Babylon they said that the issue was they didn't sing altogether. So Rabbi Zera tells his son, go tell the Babylonians this brisa, that the issue was that they sang with a problem. That's why they said, you have to get in your testimony in time to bring the sacrifices and libate, and sing without making mistakes. So you see, the problem was in our Mishnah that they sang and they made a mistake, like I say, Rabbi Zeir says. But here you also see another point. According to this Braisa, there was also an issue with the Musaf.
Hold on, saying that someone sending, sending someone to Babylon.
Rabbi Zeir told his son, Ahava.
Is Babylon to Tel Aviv the same?
No. He's saying, I have a disagreement with the Babylonians what the issue is in our Mishnah. Okay. In our Mishnah it says the Levites messed up, so they made an institution. What was the Levites' mess up? The Babylonians say they didn't say anything. That was the mess up. Rabbi Zera says, no, the mess up was that they sang the wrong song. Rabbi Zera told his son, go tell the Babylonians that it says in the Braisa that they instituted that the witnesses have to come in time, that the Levites won't mess up their song. You see, the problem was that they messed up the song. So he said, go teach them this Braisa so they'll know I'm right. The issue wasn't that the Levites didn't sing, but the issue was that they messed up the song. Yeah. If you say like me, that the problem was that they said the weekday song, so that's why it says in the Braisa that you have to get there in time to sing it without a mistake. But if you say like the Babylonians say, that the Levites didn't sing altogether that year, so then why does the Braisa say you have to get there in time so that the Levites could sing without making a mistake? What mistake was there? Answers the Gemara, that's no proof. What do you mean? That's the biggest mess up if you didn't say anything. That's also called a mess up. A mess up isn't only if you got the wrong song. A mess up is also if you didn't sing. So the Babylonians didn't accept Rabbi Zera's proof. You see, the Babylonian Talmud pushes it off. Says, oh, no, come on. Okay. Matt, huh?
I was just going to make a comment on it. It's a bit of a walk for his son to go all the way for not to be accepted.
Mativ Ravacha Barhuna. Tamid Shirosh Hashanah Shacharit Karev Kilchato. Ravacha Barhuna asked the following question. The Tamid of Rosh Hashanah in the morning is brought the way it should. The Musaf Ma'omer. In Musaf, what do you say? In the morning sacrifice, you do like every day. You sing the song of the day. On Sunday, you say, Lashem Aratzum Loa. On Monday, you say, Mizrah Shivnei Korach. On Tuesday you say Mizmor La'asaf. On Wednesday you say Kel Nekamos Hashem. What we say every morning, that's what the Levites would say every morning with the Tamid sacrifice, with the libations of the Tamid sacrifice. So on Rosh Hashanah morning the Tamid was brought and they'd sing the weekday song the way the way we say in davening. B'musaf Ma'omer, what would they say with the Musaf sacrifice? Haninu Lelukim Muzeinu Arim Lelukim Yaakov. B'mincha Ma'omer Kol Hashem Yachin Midbar. ובזמן שחל ראש השנה להיות בחמישי בשבת, שהשירה שלו ארנינו לפי מוזינו, לא היה אומר בשחרית ארנינו, מפני שחוזר וכופל את הפרק. If Rosh Hashanah would fall out on a Thursday, being that that chapter that you say in honor of Rosh Hashanah is the Thursday's chapter, so they wouldn't say it in the morning, because you don't want to say the same chapter twice. אלא מה אומר, but what would you say Thursday morning? עשירות עם סבל שכמו. Okay. ואם באו עדים, אחר תמיד של שחר, what happens if the witnesses show up after the morning sacrifice? Omer Arninu Ava Pishu Chuzav Kofel Taperek. So then, too late. You already sang your song Thursday morning. The witnesses didn't show. So what do? You say, fine, you repeat the same chapter. Now, so the Braisa says, on a regular Rosh Hashanah morning, you say the weekday song. Afternoon, you say the Rosh Hashanah song. If the morning is a Thursday morning, so say a different song. If the witnesses haven't shown up in time for the morning sacrifice, so you'll end up saying the same song twice. Now we analyze the Braisa. If you'll tell me that whenever we're in doubt, so then we say the weekday song, so that's what the Levites did in our Mishnah, like Rabbi Zera suggested. They said the weekday song. So I understand why the Braisa says that you'll end up saying the same chapter twice. But if you'll tell me that the line of reasoning should be, when I don't know what to do, so I don't do anything. If I don't know what song to sing, don't do anything. Fine, so then Rosh Hashanah morning, if the witnesses haven't yet shown, and you have to bring the morning sacrifice, so then, so what does it mean you say the same chapter twice? Don't say anything. We just said, when in doubt, don't say anything. So then why do you say on Rosh Hashanah morning the same one twice, yeah? So far, so good? Again, we said, on the Musaf, you say, Harminu Lelokim Mosein. In the Musaf sacrifice, you say that chapter 81. The morning sacrifice, you say, the chapters corresponding to the morning. On the morning of Rosh Hashanah, if it falls out on a Thursday, where it would be the Musaf sacrifice chapter, so then, if you know it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, you switch chapters. If you don't yet know, if the witnesses haven't yet shown, so you say that chapter, and when Musaf will come, okay, you'll end up repeating the same chapter twice. So now the question is, wait a second, if the line of reasoning is, when you don't know, don't say, so why does the Braisa seem to say, when you don't know, you'll say that chapter? Why? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hatam Shirei Diyomi. Explains Rashi. Dilo Olam. Really, Kol Echad Dimesapka Milta, whenever I'm in doubt, Kigon B'mincha, for example, with the Mincha. Di Ayom Kadosh, Lo Sheach L'mei Mardechol. Di Uchol, Lo Sheach L'mei Mardekodesh, Lo Aminan Klal. Because by Mincha, if today is Rosh Hashanah, so you can't say the weekday. If today is a weekday, you can't say the Rosh Hashanah song. V'hachayinu taima, so over here, why, when it comes to the morning sacrifice, do I get away with it? Because we said that on Rosh Hashanah, they didn't change the weekday song for the morning sacrifice, right? Being that by morning, you usually didn't know if it was going to be Rosh Hashanah. So the morning, they instituted, you say the weekday morning song. So what song should I be singing Thursday morning? The Thursday morning song for the Talmid of the morning. If I have witnesses, that's a different story here. But really, what's the song for today? The song for today is Thursday morning. The only time I'll change is if I don't want to double up on the same thing, Thursday morning. So then I'll change. But technically, today's song is Thursday morning song. The rabbis really didn't change the song for Shachris. The only reason we change is because we say, if I already know it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, I don't want to say the same chapter twice. But if I do say that chapter, I didn't do something wrong. I said the Thursday morning song. Fine, the rabbi said, Shachris song is the weekday song. So I did right. By the Mincha, the rabbis didn't say that. The rabbi said, if it's a weekday, you do the weekday song. If it's a Yom Tov, you do the Yom Tov song. So there's a difference between a situation where I'm singing the wrong song, the rabbis instituted a different song if it's Yom Tov, or a situation where the rabbis say, really, you should do the weekday, I just don't want you to double up. So I'll switch the song. You guys with me? The Shir Shel Yom, technically, of Rosh Hashanah morning, is the weekday song. There happens to be a technicality when it falls out on a Thursday that we switch. But what song am I singing with the Shachar sacrifice? The song of the day. Except for one day. But it's not that the rabbis instituted sing this song in honor of Rosh Hashanah. It's that the rabbi said, even though it should be the weekday song, in this scenario you switch it. And therefore, when in doubt, I'll revert to today's song, which is the Thursday song. Whereas the afternoon song, the rabbis didn't say sing the afternoon song. The rabbi said if it's Yom Tov, do Yom Tov. If it's weekday, do weekday. If I don't know, I'm in trouble. In the morning, I'm not in trouble. I have a default. My default is what the rabbis told me all along to do. Do the weekday song. Maybe the witnesses were right there in Jerusalem by the court.
Who said?
Where does it say that? Yeah, ordinarily we didn't have witnesses, but sometimes the court themselves could see it the night before. No, you didn't have to wait for witnesses from Tveria to come. The court themselves knew tonight is Rosh Hashanah if we have witnesses. So in the afternoon they'd set up and try to see themselves. Right, but they could. Right.
Now we're saying that they're gonna know when they're coming, so they're gonna know how to sing.
Right. Sometimes, yeah. Usually not. But it wasn't an impossibility. Everyone knew tonight's Rosh Hashanah. We're waiting for witnesses tomorrow morning. It's very plausible that the courts were ready and a lot of people were ready. You're right. The Lashon of the Braisa seems to be different. I agree. Right. You're right. Rashi gave us the impression the norm is they didn't come, and the Lashon of the Braisa is mashma that the norm is they did come, and if they didn't, here's what you do. You're right. You're right. That's true. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe misses a little bit. If this, you need to know by the night before anyway, so why?
No. So the night before you kept Yom Tov.
Okay. Well, so I kept it in case. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And now the next sugya is a bunch of discussions. Just quotes which chapters you're saying when. So that's a mitzvah. What we'll see next week.